A swarm of earthquakes shook the hills north of Covelo Friday evening. This reporter talked with Cal Poly Humboldt Emeritus Professor of Geology, Lori Dangler, about an hour after the biggest one hit.
What I know so far, and this is from USGS, is that we had a sequence that began at a little after 3 p.m. with a magnitude 3.8. located north to northwest of Covelo. And that earthquake was felt in the Covelo area. Haven't seen any felt reports from much further away from that. And then over the next couple of hours, there were four smaller quakes that nobody seems to have reported feeling. Maybe some people right on top of it did. These were all in the magnitude 1.7 to 2.7 range. But the, quote, big excitement was when a magnitude 4.4 earthquake happened at 6:14 p.m. That earthquake was initially estimated at a 4.2. Right now I'm seeing it as a 4.4. Could still change a little bit. My hunch is that that will probably stick. And certainly a 4.4 is strong enough to be felt by many in the Covelo area, and we have a couple of felt reports from Fort Bragg, Willits, and I've got one report from Ukiah at this point. So what we know about the earthquakes so far is probably they're on or very close to the Bartlett Springs Fault. We know the earthquakes, the two larger ones, are relatively shallow, roughly 6-7 miles beneath the surface, which we consider shallow. The 4.4 is clearly a strike-slip earthquake, probably north-northwest trending. Right now, the locations of the aftershocks aren't good enough to give us an orientation. I don't know if anyone's going to be going up there to put in some portable instruments, but we only have a few seismic instruments and they're fairly far away. You have a hard time getting a lot of control. Now, I don't know, there may be PG&E may have some instruments in that area. So there are a lot of things I don't know at this point if there are perhaps some other instruments that recorded it.
That gap in data is part of why PG&E is watching this fault so closely.
This is interesting. It's particularly interesting to PG&E, because of Powder Valley. And they've probably done the most research on the Bartlett Springs of anyone I know, trying to really estimate what its potential is, because there's a dam not too far away.
That dam is Scott Dam on Lake Pillsbury, which PG&E is already working to remove. A 2023 seismic risk review led the utility to leave the dam spillway gates permanently open, cutting the lake's storage by about a quarter. Reporting from Friends of the Eel River found the dam sits nearly on top of the Bartlett Springs fault zone. Congressman Jared Huffman has said a PG&E engineer once told him that Scott Dam is the piece of infrastructure that keeps him up at night.
The estimates based on, you know, kind of long-term deformation rates and based partly on what we see the Myokama doing is it could produce a magnitude 6.3 to maybe 7.2 earthquake. And that kind of depends on, you know, how long the rupture is. And there's increasing research and interest in how all of these faults may be linked. So when you look at the whole fault system, we have the Hayward Fault that runs through the East San Francisco Bay Area, runs through San Pedro Bay. And then it jumps over to the Rogers Creek Fault, which seems to be a continuation, but there's a Rogers Creek Fault heads up. And then it jumps over to the Myokama or the Myokama. There's somewhat of a difference of opinion on the right way to pronounce it. And then we also have this Bartlett Spring system that runs a little further inland. So we use it throughout the maximum size of an earthquake based on how long the fault was. But we're learning that that doesn't always happen. And there was a big earthquake in New Zealand, the Kaikoura earthquake, which actually ruptured pieces of 26 different faults. So I kind of started running along, and then it jumped over to the next one, and then it jumped over to the next one. So, you know, that's an outside chance. You could potentially get something in the magnitude 7.5 range if you got all of these segments rupturing together. And who knows what the Bartlett Springs might think about that. I mean, at this point, we don't see a further extension to the south or north. As I say, only to myself.
So how worried should people be about Friday's earthquake sequence?
Clearly, a 4.4 is not going to be damaging. What does it mean for the future? Most likely, it's going to go back to sleep. But, I always have a but, it's possible that this is going to be a sequence that lasts a little longer. And there's always a small but real chance that a significantly larger earthquake could happen. The geologists and seismologists who've studied the Bartlett Springs, and PG&E's done a lot of work on it because they're very concerned because it could affect the Potter Valley area and project. Clearly, the lesson from this is for anyone who lives in the region where clearly it doesn't take much to produce landslides and to cut you off from where you normally want to go, be prepared. Be prepared to be on your own. I would say 2 to 3 weeks at a minimum, especially if you're in more rural parts of Mendocino, Lake County, Humboldt. And of course, it's not just two faults that could affect us. We've got lots of other faults that could also produce strong earthquakes.
Since the magnitude 4.4 earthquake, 4 small aftershocks have been recorded, the largest in magnitude 2.1.
The USGS does issue an aftershock forecast, and right now the forecast is there's a 12% chance of an aftershock in the magnitude 3 range. There's a 1% chance of another magnitude 4. And then the odds of anything bigger, I mean, they're still there, but they're minuscule. They're less than 1%.
With the 4 aftershocks following our Friday conversation, the magnitude 4.4 earthquake in Covelo could be considered the main event, with the preceding smaller ones classified as 4 shocks. The earthquakes in Covelo rattled Mendocino County nearly 2 weeks after a magnitude 5.6 quake centered north of Redwood Valley and was felt as far north as southern Oregon and south to San Jose.
That earthquake was about 40 miles to the south of this one. Probably not directly related. It was on a different fault. It was on the Mayacama Fault. This one looks to be on the Bartlett Springs Fault. Both of them are clearly related to the San Andreas Transform System. They're faults that run parallel to the San Andreas. San Andreas in this area is mainly offshore. The Mayacama is 30 miles to the east. These two faults, the Mayacama and the Bartlett Springs, there are a lot of question marks about them because they haven't produced big earthquakes in historic times. And the Bartlett Springs, we know the least about.
Due to the lack of information on the Bartlett Springs fault, Dengler is hopeful this earthquake series will encourage, at least temporarily, monitoring of the area.
As I said, I'm hoping that someone goes up and puts a couple of instruments nearby, because it would be really interesting to see the detail of the pattern.
Reporting for KMA News, I'm Lisa Music.